Well, this is awkward. This is just deliciously awkward, isn't it, Detective? I wasn't meant to see you, was I? I wasn't meant to notice you stalking me. Creeping and sneaking up on me. Watching me. I wasn't meant to see you. But I did. And that has absolutely messed up your plans. Or did you mean for me to see you? You are just so very fucked. In every way, if you want. Oh, I'm just playing. Oh, am I? I like that you're following me. I like that you're creeping and stalking. I like. Tell me, detective, do you think I did it? Do you think I'm the killer? Do you think that I did all of those awful things? Those bloody things, those very visceral things. Do you think that I am capable of such awful things? Or do you just want to follow me around? Do you want to creep? Do you want to get close? Oh, I'm not claiming to be innocent. You're not that naive, and I'm not that boring. I am definitely very guilty of something. But not of murder. Are you bang? You are just a trip. A delightful little ride. Would you like me to ride you? What am I doing? I'm flirting, but I am fucked in the head, so it is dicey. But you don't seem to have a problem with that, detective. You seem to be absolutely fine at this. Very questionable lady. Maybe not lady. Slut. Romantic. This romantic, because I am very romantic. You seem to be absolutely fine that I am flirting. And you're flirting back. With your creeping and your stalking and all the pictures. The pictures all over your apartment. You do so like to take your work home, don't you? You're so dedicated. I'm dedicated too. Would you like me to be dedicated to you? Oh, I'm not a killer. I would never, ever kill. But let's play a game. Let's play a fun little game. Role play. You be the detective and I'll be the serial killer. Now that is not an admission of guilt. This is just a game. A little distraction. Plausible deniability. I'm not admitting to anything. And if you were to try and, I don't know, use this as evidence, well, it might be a little questionable. And I know all about questionable. I've seen your apartment. Well, the serial killer I'm role-playing as has seen apartment, and it's very flattering. It's a little concerning for a detective, but, very flattering. You always capture my best side. My back side. So, if I were this serial killer, well, I would know that there is plenty of evidence to put me away. Not because I'm careless or clumsy, but because I'm curious. And you are fucked. You see, Detective, I think you have a taste for danger. I think you want to have a taste of me. I think maybe you want me to push you. Would you like me to push you? Push you up against the wall. Push you down on the bed. Push you to admit that you're a little bit obsessed. However, Detective, it's not one-sided. It's not unrequited. Oh, it's very requited. I want to get my knife on you. I want to take my favorite blade. The one that I take such good care of, the one that's so, so sharp. And I want to press it against your neck. Oh, you just shivered. Interesting. Now, don't worry, I won't draw blood. I'm not going to cut you up. Role playing. Just role playing. I'm not going to shred you to ribbons. I'm not going to flay you. Just going to make you feel that edge. I'm just going to make you feel that edge. The edge of my knife. See, people get caught up in the fear. The fear of what might happen. I might cut you. You might bleed. It might hurt. That's what they focus on. What they forget is the feeling of the knife on your skin. Just see, it's all about pressure and control. You have to have control. You need to know exactly how much pressure to apply. We want it to be present. We want to rub yourself up against that sharp edge. Ah, oh, and you want it all over you. Because it's such a delicious tea. But what exactly is it teasing? Is it death? Is it pain? Is it bloody mania? Or is it just the kind of foreplay that you've been dreaming of, Detective? My knife on your skin? Tracing. Teasing. Me naked. So naked. Naked of clothes, naked of the lies, the running around, just bare for you, bare and teasing. Nothing but a smile and a knife, and both want to be pressed against your skin. I will kiss you first. Not your lips. Not yet. And first, I'm thinking about it. Thinking about kissing your pulse points, those trembling little pulse points, just waiting for my lips to just kiss and all. Your neck, your wrist, your inner thigh. They always forget about that one, but it's my favorite. See, there's something about a pulse point that just gives you away. Your heart speeds up and oh no. Your blood starts to rush and oh no, and I will kiss so sweetly. So what? My spit easing the way of my knife. I won't even apply pressure at first. I'll just trace. Run the tip of the blade over your skin, just trailing my kisses with shadow. A detective creeping and stalking. And then, wait for your blood to start rushing, your heart to start pounding, and that is when I'm going to take this knife. Oh, I just so happen to have a knife. Not because I'm a killer, but because the knives are great for foreplay. I'll take this knife and I'll put it against your neck. Like I am right now. When did you get so close to death? When did you just get closer? Huh? You know, since you came close of your own accord, I'll give you a reward. I'll take off my coat. I just so happen to not be wearing much underneath it. You could arrest me, or you can just stay close. Let me just press that knife a little firmer against your neck. Now I know you feel it. You feel the edge of the blade, not the tip, the edge, because the tip is nothing. See, it's the edge that does the damage, that renders a victim bloody. But I'm not going to carve you up. Oh no, I'm not going to cut you. I'm just going to tease you. I'm just going to drag my knife down your body. Oh, don't worry, I'll just slice right through those buttons. Oh, look at that. Naked skin. It's pretty. But do you know what it needs? It needs a knife. Let me just drag it. But with control, so it doesn't catch, it doesn't cut, it just makes you shiver. But even as you tremble, I don't cut you. Oh, look at you just responding so very prettily. So very desperately, you. Oh, what are you, detective? Are you ready for more? I'm I'm going to take my knife away. And I'm going to press myself against you. Just so you can see that I am unarmed. This isn't a weapon. This is, well, toy. It's just for pleasure, I swear. Oh, you're so hot. Oh, the night is so cold, and I'm going to steal all of your heat. Oh, detective, I'm going to steal. Oh, steal everything from you. Did you just put your hands on me? Oh, don't think you're meant to do that. That's not seemly, the red detective. But I find myself liking that you're unseemly. Oh, why don't you just move with me a little bit? Just, oh, yeah. Oh, put your hands all over me. See now. This is dangerous. Because you didn't even notice that the knife is back against your neck. You pushed into it. You're fucking perfect. Oh, I could never cut you. I could never make you bloody. But what I can do, what I will do, is make you very unseemly. Oh, fuck. Right there. Oh, I'm so fucking lucky. So wet and hot. And oh, that knife is back, and you want me to lose control, don't you? Careless. So fucking careless. But I won't be. I know you want a mark. You want something to bear to the world. Something that says you're. But you're not mine yet. As I said, this is just foreplay. It's just a knife. It's just a blade. It's just the tip. The edge. Oh, I'm going to edge you. I'm going to edge you like you've never been edged before. Detective, did you forget that I'm a murder suspect? And it's not just one murder, it's a whole lot of murder. And what are you doing? You're rutting and writhing and letting me, a suspect, put a knife on you. Do you want more? Do you want more? Do you want me to ruin you? Do you want to cross the line? Do you want me to stop role playing and start actually playing with you? Because I will. But you might not survive intact. And it won't be me that mocks you. It won't be me that does you in. It'll be you. But it's all up to you, detective. And all you have to do is follow me home. But I won't make it easy for you because I knew you were following me. I saw you, so I made it easy, but if I were actually a serial killer and not just role-playing as a serial killer, I would have plans and backup plans and dirty, filthy, writhing plans of how you'll never, ever actually find out where I live. So if you want more, you're going to have to step up your game. The stalking is cute. The creeping is adorable, but oh, the crawling you're going to do, that is what's going to earn the edge of my knife. If I were a serial killer. Detective, take a step back. I'm going to put my coat back on and I'm going to go. And you're going to try and follow me. Now, if you just want to suspect me, you're going to lose me. If you want to cross the line well, you'll follow me all the way home. And I'll show you everything. The choice is up to you. Oh, you can keep the knife. I got it for you. It's a gift. It's my version of a bunch of flowers, a box of chocolates. It's a rush. It's just a toy. Just a knife, just a blade. Oh, the real thing will take you apart. I guess I'll see you at home. Hopefully. I really do hope so. Detective.